Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also want to point you to our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find these radio programs in MP3 files and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. Again, we are in the midst of the coronavirus, and I'm hopeful by sometime this month that we might be out of this and be able to assemble with the saints, and we hope that you might come and be with us then. You'll find the meeting times of those services on the website, and we encourage you to come and be with us when we get back to our regular assemblies. Last week, we discussed the subject of turning our problems over to God. And we ended last week looking at Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, and as he turned over his problem facing the Assyrians and how God answered his prayer and destroyed the Assyrians and never allowed them to come into Jerusalem. But this morning, we want to use another example, and that is his personal struggle that we read in 2 Kings chapter number 20. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. It says, "In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.' Then he turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Remember now, O Lord, how I prayed, how I have walked before you in truth with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah had gone into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, 'Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hands of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David.' Then Isaiah said, 'Take a lump of fig.' So they took it and laid it on the boil, and he recovered." And so we see here in chapter number 20 that Hezekiah was told that he was sick. And he went to the prophet Isaiah, and Isaiah came back with the message that he was to set his house in order, that he would die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his attention to the Lord, and he prayed to him in verse 2 and 3. And then the word of the Lord came back to Isaiah that God had seen his tears, had heard his prayer, and that he had given him 15 more years of life, and that he would defend the city against the king of Assyria, and he would never be allowed to come into the city. And God would defend it for Hezekiah's sake, for his sake, and for his servant David's sake. And so we see that he prayed to God, and his prayer was answered, and his personal struggle was now concluded, and he was able to go on with his life. Now, in both of our examples with Hezekiah, he had a problem with the nation, and he turned that over to God. And then he had a personal struggle in his life, and he turned that over to God. In both times, when he turned to God for relief and for help, God heard his prayer because of his righteous life, because of the things that he had done in his relationship with God, and God healed him, and God helped him and protected him from the enemy. Now, for the remainder of our program this morning, what can we learn from these two experiences of King Hezekiah? We can see in the midst of struggle, in the midst of difficulty, and with problems in our lives, we need to have the faith and the trust in God to turn that problem over to God. Now, let us make an application to the situation we currently find ourselves in and have been for a number of weeks in this coronavirus pandemic. Now, we're in the midst of this coronavirus. People are anxious, they're discouraged, they're panicking, and they feel overwhelmed. But what are we doing about it? What can you do about it? We can do all that we can to follow the guidelines of the people and the government that they've given us to protect ourselves and to protect others. But beyond that, what have you done? What can you do? Well, I want to suggest to you this morning that one of the first things that you should have done and that we should always do when we're in a struggle is that we should turn to God in prayer. In Psalms chapter 5, in verse number 11, Psalm 5 and verse 11, let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those who love your name be joyful in you. In chapter number 18 and in verse number 30, chapter 18 and verse number 30, the psalmist wrote, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust in him. And in chapter 37 of the same book, in verse number 5, 37 and verse number 5, the scripture says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Trust in the Lord. In all of these passages, we have seen that we are encouraged to trust in the Lord. And so to trust in the Lord is to have faith in him and to not worry and not be overwhelmed and not allow difficulty to paralyze us from moving forward. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8, in discussing this thing about prayer, in teaching his disciples how to pray, he said in Matthew 6 and verse 8 that our God knows what we need even before we ask. If he knows what we need, why do we need to ask him? Well, it shows faith. It shows trust. It shows confidence in God that he can help us in our difficulties in ways that we cannot help ourselves. In Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 6, the scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. You see, we need to turn our struggle over to God. We need to let him help us bear the burden. And when we do that, we'll still have the burden, but we'll have the confidence and trust that God will give us the things that are needed in our lives in order to deal with the problem. Now, are we doing our part? You know, it doesn't do you much good to pray to God if your relationship with God is not what it should be. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, in verse 33, it tells us to seek the kingdom of God first in his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. And then he adds in verse 34, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient is the day for its own trouble. If we put God first, if we are spiritually minded and we mind the things of God first, everything is going to work out and everything will be taken care of. Well, we have to believe that. It won't do you any good to pray if you don't have that kind of trust and confidence in God. In Romans chapter 5, in discussing problems and tribulations that may come our way in life, in chapter number 5, in verse number 3, Paul would write, and not only this, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. You see, our tribulations can have a good outcome. It can teach us perseverance. It can teach us hope. It can make our character stronger. And this current coronavirus can do that too. We can learn our need, understand better and appreciate our need for God and how he can help us and how much he loves us. And we cannot be overwhelmed, and we won't wring our hands up in despair, and we won't throw in the proverbial white flag. In 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse number 6, the scripture says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you are grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." You see, our faith is going to be tested, and our faith is being tested right now. And how are we doing? How are we doing in dealing with this coronavirus? How are we doing with being shut in and not being able to work or to be able to move about like we used to be able to? Are we wringing our hands in despair? Do we feel overwhelmed? Are we discouraged? Are we depressed? Well, that depends on how you handle the adversity. When we get to the other side of this crisis, how we handle it says something about our Christianity and about our faith in Christ. Will we be proud or sad of what our actions have spoken to God and to those who have watched us as we dealt with this situation? We can't change the situation, but we can definitely change how we handle it. We will get through this virus. This virus will be a memory in a short period of time. And we're going to have to live differently for a while, and that still may be true. And we're going to have look at life differently, I believe, after this experience. I don't believe any of us have ever experienced this type of situation in our lives. But I hope we have used this time profitably, and that we have now learned, if we didn't know already, how much we need God, how much we should appreciate God, and how much we should appreciate the lives that he blessed us with. You know, often we make the argument that, you know, life can take certain turns, and it can become very unpredictable, and it can happen very quickly. If you just think, in early March, we were living and doing, going about our business, and we had heard about the virus, but we weren't too concerned about it. But within 2 weeks, it turned our lives upside down. And since the middle of March, it has been that way. Now, beginning in this month, we are beginning to open up again. The country and the cities in different places are beginning to open up their businesses, are beginning to try to get back to life. And yes, we're going to have to take some precautions for a while. We're going to have to be careful for a while. But we can know that we are beginning to get to the other side of this. I hope and I pray that you have used this time wisely to show and understand that you need God in your life. If God is not in your life and you would like him to be in your life, please don't hesitate to call us. We'd be more than happy to help you in understanding what God desires of you and what he wants you to do in order to become one of his children. And we hope and pray that you'll continue to pray to God, trust God, and continue to do the things that will get us to the other side of this situation. May God bless us. May you be safe. And please tune in again next week when we will.